It is right for us to salute radio amateurs all over the world on this occasion. My father was always very close to them. He considered radio amateurs part of his spiritual family and never tired of keeping in touch with them, sharing their ideas, their problems, and their achievements. To one young man who was showing him how he had put together his own set, and in answer to his deprecating remarks about his work not being too good because, after all, he was only an amateur, my father replied, "Don't forget, young man, that I too am only an amateur."